Yes.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
现在是读经的时间。
Time to read our verses for today.
今天的经文还是在以弗所书四章一节到第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
我来念单数节，请弟兄姊妹们念双数节。
I'll read singular verses and brother and sister, please read the even verses.
第一节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
凡事谦虚、
温柔、忍耐、有爱心、互相宽容、
用和平。With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bound of peace.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个缆子。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call.
一主一信一喜
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
感谢主，让我们可以继续的来传讲以弗所书的真理。
Thanks to the Lord, we can continue to spread the gospel of Ephesians.
每一次能够传讲主的话语，都是他的恩典。
Every time when we spread the gospel, it's from God's blessing.
我们一起低头来为今天的讲道祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢主在耶稣基督里面拯救了我们。
Thank you for giving us salvation in the name of Jesus Christ.
让我们有了永生的盼望。
So that we have the hope.Of the eternal life.
也谢谢主给我们可以服侍你的机会。
Also thank you, Lord, for this chance of serving you.
让我们这些无用不配的器皿，竟然能够传讲主你的真理。
So we as useless human being can spread the gospel from by you.
主啊，就求主你来洁净我们，保守我们。
Lord, we pray that you clean us and be with us.
让主你自己的话语毫无拦阻的能够传讲出去。
So that the words from you can be spread out to everyone.
也求主你预备听者的心。
Also God, please prepare everyone to listen to your words.
预备好土能够迎接福音的种子。
Prepare the good soil to have the good seed.
愿你的旨意在我们每个人身上成就。
So that your vision will become truth on all of us.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜。
Praise in the Lord of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 我们这几次的讲道，主要都是围绕着这个第四章的四到六节，在讲合一的根据。
In those sermons, we always focus around chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
也就是说，教会的合一是三位一体的真神自己所成就的工作。
Which means that the work has been done by the Holy Spirit with three persons in one.
我们再来看这个第四节到第六节，我们看到第四节讲到我们教会同是耶稣基督的身体，同一个圣灵，一个指望，这是讲到圣灵所做的合一的工作。
Now let's look at verse 4 to 6. For verse 4, there is one body, one Holy Spirit, and one hope. It's all the work done by the Holy Spirit.
在第五节讲到一主、一信、一喜，这是讲到圣子耶稣基督的工作。
In verse 5, it is one Lord, one faith, one baptism are the work, are the work done by the Holy Son.
然后第六节讲到一神，讲到我们共有一位天父。
Verse 6 was talking about one God, one Lord. It's our own only God.
所以我们上一次讲到，我们有一位独一的主。
Last time we were discussed about the only God that we have.
这位主就是耶稣基督。
This Lord is our God, Jesus Christ.
我们共同有一位主，这是教会合一的根基和根据。
Which is the foundation of the unity of church.
而今天我们要集中来讲一信。
So today we are going to concentrate on the one faith.
也就是说，我们有一个共同的信仰，是教会合一的根据。
Which also means that we have one faith together, which is the foundation of the unity of the church.
这个一信出现在这第五节，放在一主之后。
One faith appears in verse 5 after one Lord.
这样这个位置是很合适的。
So which is at a good position.
因为我们一同相信的就是耶稣基督这一位主。
Because what we believe in, we all believe in that Jesus Christ is our only Lord.
但我们仔细来思想，这共同的信仰，这一信，具体的又是指的什么呢？
Let's think about what does this one faith mean.
有的人认为这里的这个信哈，一信的信，是那种客观的那些写在那里的信条。
Someone may think that this faith is a subjective matter. It's objective matter, which is just like a rule.
比如说使徒信经。
For example, the Apostles' Creed.
我们每个星期，我们全教会弟兄姊妹都一起要来诵读的。
Every weekend we read this together in the church.
或者是比如说，威斯敏斯特信仰宣言。
Or Westminster Confession of Faith.
或者某一套的神学。
Or theology.
对圣经真理系统性的总结等等。
Or like the summary of the systematic theology.
有人认为呢，这里的这个信就指的是这些特别客观的总结出来的写在那里的，而跟信徒主观的理解感受承认信靠没有关系的这个信。
So somebody just thinks that the object, this is just an objective matter, that it has nothing to do with the subject thinking of the understanding of the theology and gospel.
那么这样认为的有什么问题呢？首先就是说，这些客观的好像跟我们没有太直接关系的信仰内容本身是不能够使我们得救的。
So what does this have to do with the one faith? So this objective matter of faith itself is not going to save us.
我们不知道这些的时候，或者忽略这些的时候，当然不能够因此得救。
When we did not know anything about it, so we cannot be saved by this.
但是我们仅仅去诵读学习理解甚至研究这些客观的宗教信仰内容就能够使我们得救吗？
So can we be saved only by us reading, studying, understanding those contents of the faith?
也是不能够的。
We cannot.
就是说比如啊，我们在某条信条下面签个字，这个不能够使你成为真正的基督徒。
For example, if we just sign under a declaration, we cannot become a true Christian.
那么认为这种信仰是完全客观的，还有一个问题。
There's another problem and issue for seeing this faith as an objective matter.
因为这些所谓客观的宗教信仰的记录下来这些内容也无法成为普世教会合一的基础。
Because those objective matter, objectively understanding of the faith cannot be the foundation of the unity of the universal church.
因为宗派的差异，人在历史当中的局限，不同的人总结出来的信条、神学系统等等，是存在差异的。
Because of
是不一样的。
Because of the different sects and the limitation of human history.Different people have concluded different creeds and rules and different theology. There are some differences.
这些人的总结 并没有达到过一种状态，完全一致，成为普世教会合一的根基。
Those understanding assumption cannot be as a good standard of the unity of church.
当然，另外一方面呢，有的人认为这里经节里面所说的这个信啊，是完全主观的。
But some others think that this faith that we discuss in Bible is a subjective matter.
就是信徒个人主观上对神的理解啊、感受、承认、信靠、投入等等。
It's a subjective understanding, feeling, recognition, reliance, and dedication.
但问题是，个人主观的这个看见是有很大差别的。
Then the problem is this subjective thinking has a lot of variance.
一个人主观状态也常常有变化。
Some people's subjective perspective will always change.
今天心情好的时候，觉得上帝真是太好。
Today, if you have a good mood, you think God is perfect.
过几天心情比较抑郁的时候，可能就觉得神呐、啊，你为什么不管我？
The next few days, if you have bad mood, you will think, God, why do you abandon me?
所以只是看一个人主观的状态的话，是无法有这个一性的。
So there is no such thing called one faith if we only look at subjective understanding.
因为主观的东西是无法作为查验个人和教会信仰的标准。
Because subjective understanding cannot be a standard of church and beliefs.
当然也无法作为教会合一的根据。
Of course, it cannot be a foundation of the unity of church.
所以我们必须回到圣经里面来看这里的一信，这个信到底指的是什么。
So we have to look at the meaning of this one faith in context of the scripture.
简单的说，我们会看到作为教会合一的这个一信啊，就是圣经里所启示的因信称义。
Generally speaking, this one faith that in scripture is the foundation of the unity of the church, and it's also the justification by faith.
也就是保罗和其他的使徒及先知所传的福音的核心。
Which is also the central point that Paul and other apostles have been preaching.
不仅是在以弗所书这里，更是在圣经里其他各处都有详尽的阐述。
Not only here at the book of Ephesians, there are also other letters and books are talking about this point.
特别是在保罗所写的罗马书、加拉太书等书信里面。
For example, in the books of Romans, Galatians, written by Paul.
所以这一信就是因信称义。
So this one faith means justification by faith.
这里面呢，客观和主观都有包括。
Which includes the objective matter and subjective matter.
在罗马书第三章里面告诉我们什么是因信称义。
In Romans, books of Romans chapter 3, it's telling us what does it mean to be justification by faith.
罗马书三章二十一节到二十七。
Romans chapter 3, verse 21 to 27.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it.
就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
And are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus, in Christ Jesus.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
Whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith, this was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins.
因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义， 使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
It was to show his righteousness at the present time so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸了。用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。没关系。总结的说，就是神因为我们信耶稣，赦免了我们一切的罪，且把耶稣的公义加在我们身上，算我们为义人。
In a summary, because we believe in Jesus Christ, God has forgiven all our sins and bestowed that the righteousness from Jesus Christ unto us, so that we can claim to be righteous.
这救恩是神出于他的恩典做成的，人在其中没有功劳，一切荣耀都归给神。
This salvation is solely from God's blessing. There's no credit for a human being, and all the glory to God.
所以这段经文首先告诉我们一个客观的事实，就是人有罪。
So this scripture first told us an objective matter that everyone has sinned.
因为在这个二十三节里面说，因为世人都犯了罪。亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because in verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这里说的犯罪，不是我们社会上说的那个杀人放火、犯刑事的罪。
This sin here in the scripture is not the same as the sin in our modern society, such as murder or destroy any buildings or anything.
这里所说的是。犯了神的律法，达不到他的要求。
The thing here is that break the law of God cannot fulfill the standard by God.
亏缺了他的荣耀。
Fall short of the glory of God.
那么保同样是在罗马书里面，保罗已经论证了，无论是犹太人还是非犹太人，都犯了罪。
Also in the book of Romans, Paul has proved that doesn't matter it's Jewish or the Gentiles.Everyone has sinned.
人都在神的愤怒和咒诅之下。
And everyone is under God's wrath and curse.
犹太人不能行全神颁给他们的律法。
Jewish people cannot fulfill the law by God.
外邦人无法完全遵行刻在我们良心里的律法。
Gentiles cannot fulfill the law in our heart, by moral standard.
In our conscience.
Cannot fulfill conscience in our heart.
没有人的行为能够达到神圣洁完美的要求。
No one can fulfill the standard by God's holiness and perfection.
所有人因此都要被定罪。
So that everyone has been put into judgment by this.
这个我们其实都是可以理解的。
Which we all can understand.
因为神是天地的主。
Because God is the Lord of the heaven and earth.
他创造了宇宙天地万物。
He created everything including the universe.
也按照自己的形象样式创造了人。
Also created human in, like him.
将人放在这个世界上。
Put those human on this earth.
让人可以享受并管理这个世界。
So that human can enjoy and control everything on this earth.
全然美善的神。对于按照他形象所造的人是有道德上的要求的。
Our perfect God has the moral standard for all of us who have been created in his image.
就是要我们反映神的美善来荣耀他。
For us to reflect his perfection and worship him.
神对动物没有这样的要求。
God has no such standard for animals.
因为唯有人是按照他的形象样式造的。
Because only human are created in his image.
就算是我们当中还没有信主的朋友，都能够知道这点。
Even for those among us who has not accepted Christ can understand this.
就是人活着是有道德责任和尊严的。
Which is, for human to live on this earth, everybody has the moral responsibility and dignity.
不能像动物一样。
Cannot be like animals.
所以骂一个人是畜生是很严重的侮辱。
So if you call somebody as an animal, it's a very humiliating thing.
所以神对人的道德要求在圣经里面启示的这个律法的总结就是要尽心尽性尽力爱神并且爱人如己。
So this moral standard that God gave us has been in scripture, which is you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
他的律法是至公义至圣洁的。
God's law is the totally holiness,
the most holy and most just.
God's law is most holy and most just.
他的要求是最高的。
And have a very high standard.
上帝不仅看人的行为，他也看人的心。
Not only God look at human's action, more importantly God look at the human heart.
你看这律法的总结，他就问有你有没有尽心尽性尽力的爱神。
In the scripture we just read, have you loved God, loved the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might?
而不是在表面敷衍。
Not just superficially love.
他也在问有没有你有没有爱人如己，完全的无私。
He also asked whether you love your neighbor as yourself and totally selfless.
我们的主耶稣基督解释律法的时候，就向人发出这个挑战。
When Lord Jesus Christ teach those laws, he start challenge humans.
他说神的要求不仅是不能够谋杀。
He said that God doesn't want us, not only don't want us to murder,
而且心里都不能够恨人。
But also cannot have hatred.
因为仇恨是杀害的根源。
Because hatred is the root cause of murder.
他也说不仅不能身体上犯奸淫，连看见妇女动淫念的就是犯了奸淫。
Not only human cannot commit adultery, but also human cannot have the thought of lust, because the thought of lust is the root cause of adultery.
这样的要求谁可以做得到呢？
Who can fulfill such high standard?
自从人类始祖亚当夏娃悖逆神，所有人都犯了罪。
From our ancestors Adam and Eve, when they disobeyed God, everybody has sinned against God.
就是犯了律法得罪了神。
Breaks the law and sin against God.
没有一个人能够凭自己的能力行全律法达到神的要求。
No one can fulfill the God's law by fulfill God's standard by him or herself.
我们往外看一下这个世界，看一下这个新闻，就知道世上有那么多的罪恶，那么多的黑暗。
Every day when we look at the news surrounding us,We see a lot of sin, a lot of bad things, and we know how dark this world is.
我们往里面看自己的内心，对照神律法的要求。
When we look at ourselves, look at our hearts, and compare ourselves with the law from God,
也会客观地看到自己是行善无力，作恶有余。
Also, objectively, from objective point,it's hard to do good things and easy to do bad things.
所以我们诚实地说，谁可以说自己一辈子都是在尽心尽性尽力爱神并且爱人如己的呢？
So honestly speaking, who can say that he is totally love the God, love our God with all your heart, our soul, and our might, and love your neighbor as yourself?
所以圣经里面说的实在是准确，就是世人都犯了罪。
So it's very accurate in the Bible that everybody has sinned.
而这样犯罪的后果是无比严重的。
And this have a very bad and disastrous consequence.
按照定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment.
罪人被审判的结果就是下地狱受永远的惩罚。
And the consequence of sinners after judgment is to go to hell and forever punishment.
而罪人是没有办法就自己脱离这悲惨的结局的。
A sinner cannot save themselves to escape this judgment.
所以这是个非常糟糕的 一个消息。
So it's a very bad news.
但是呢，好消息就是，但因神爱我们，不愿一人沉沦，乃愿万人得救，所以他就差下他的独生爱子耶稣基督，为我们赎罪，使一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But God loves us, and He does not want to see anyone perish, so that He wants everyone to be saved, so that He sent His beloved only beloved Son Jesus Christ to atone for our sins, and for whoever believes in Him will not perish and have eternal life.
所以我们就看到第二个客观的事实。
So we see the fact, objective fact from here.
就是耶稣基督为我们做了挽回祭
，which is Jesus Christ become our redemption。
哥林多后书五章二十一节说
，Corinthians, Second Corinthians chapter five verse 21。
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God。
耶稣基督为我们做了什么呢？
So what did Jesus Christ do for us?
他被挂在十字架上，到底发生了什么事情？
What happened when he was nailed on the cross?
首先，耶稣活了一个完全顺服、完全无罪的生活。
Firstly, Jesus Christ has spent a totally obedient and sinless life.
他是那位永活的真神。
He is that forever living king.
但是他却道成肉身，降世为人。
But he, because his incarnation, he becomes a human.
经历的人所能够经历的所有的这个诱惑，但是他却没有犯罪。
I experienced everything that human, temptation that a human can experience, but he did not sin.
所以他是那位公义者。
So he is a righteous person.
也因着他有着无穷生命的大能。
Because of his forever his mighty power,
他可以将他的义，就是加给一切相信他的人。
So that he can bestow his righteousness to whoever believes in him.
这个义就是公义的义。
This is the righteousness.
当耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
，When Jesus was nailed on the cross,
他亲身担当了我们的罪。
He atoned for our sins.
所以福音书里面记载，当他在十字架上的时候，全地都黑暗了。
So in the Gospels, when he was on the nail on the cross, everywhere would become darkness.
在黑暗的那一刻，实际上是父神审判了耶稣基督。
In the moment of the darkness, it is actually God judge Jesus Christ was put in the judgment of God.
不是因为他自己有任何的罪过
，Not because Jesus himself has any sin，
而是全人类的罪都加在了耶稣基督的身上。
But all our sin, all the sin from human being have been cast onto Jesus Christ。
公义圣洁的父神必须审判他。
And our righteous God has to put him into judgment。
所以耶稣在十字架上喊着说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
And Jesus shouted, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
因为那个时候是他替人担罪，被父神审判，被父神离弃。
Because that's when Jesus Christ atoned for our sins and be forsaken by God.
这个就是耶稣基督为我们在十字架上所做的这个赎罪的工作。
This is atonement that Jesus Christ done for us.
在当时有很多的印证。
And there were a lot of signs back then.
全地都黑暗了。
Everywhere was darkness.
有地震。
Earthquake.
耶路撒冷里面的至圣所的这个前面的幕裂开了。
And the tomb was split into parts in Jerusalem.
其中最大的印证。当然是耶稣基督从死里复活。
And the most significant sign is that Jesus Christ the resurrection from the death.
也就是说，耶稣将自己献上所做的挽回祭、赎罪祭蒙神悦纳。
And this redemption by Jesus Christ has been accepted by Lord by God.
所以这是我们看到我们所信的这个上帝所做成的工作。
So this is what we believe in, and this is the work done by God.
那么我们来看，作为人主观方主观的方面，我们的信是什么意思？人的信。
So as human being, let's see what does it mean to be a subjective perspective for a faith.
也就意味着，人需要来到主耶稣面前认罪悔改，接受我们刚才说的上帝所预备的救恩。
So people need to come to Christ and repent and accept Christ as a salvation.
这个不是凭任何人的行为和功德。
It's not by anyone's good deeds or moral goods.
上帝已经付了最大的代价，为我们预备了救恩。
God has sacrificed Jesus Christ for our sins.
是要白白的赐给我们。
Just to bless us and give to us.
我们要做的。就是凭信心来接受。
What we need to do is to accept this by faith.
这个相信就意味着呢，相信神有关耶稣基督救恩的启示都是真实的。
This faith and belief means that we believe that everything about Jesus Christ and salvation is true.
而且呢，必然按照神所说的，能够发挥救拯救我们的作用。
And this Jesus Christ can really save us and will fulfill the promise by God.
这个相信也意味着承认我们自己在道德上按照神的标准实际上都是彻底破产。
Also we admit that in the moral standards and by God's standard and also by God's standard we are nothing.
所以耶稣说邻里贫穷的是有福的。
So Jesus said that those who are poor in spirit are blessed.
所以这样我们道主的面前像乞丐一样承认自己在灵性上在道德上在主面前一无所有。
So we come to Christ, come to Lord, just like beggars, that we admit that in terms of spirit, moral standard, we are nothing.
所以我们要完全匍匐在他的面前求他开恩怜悯拯救你这个罪。
So we bow down to him, to God, and ask for forgivenessand to ask for forgiveness and mercy to save us.
完全依靠神所定的耶稣基督这一方法得以拯救。
And totally to be saved by God's plan.
并且呢，如此将自己的生命和永恒的前途完全交在神的手里。
So we give all our lives and the future completely to God.
而神是信实的，必按照他的应许施恩给你。
God is faithful, and because of His promise, He will bless us.
赦免你一切的罪
and forgive all our sins.
将义袍加在你身上
and bestow onto us the righteousness.
欢喜迎接你到他的家中，使你成为他尊贵的儿女
and welcome us to His family, full of joy, and for us to become His children.
所以，人这样的相信。他就产生了一个称义的后果。
So because people believe in Jesus Christ, and then there is a justification.
也就是说，耶稣基督所行的义要归算给我们了。
So the righteousness and justification that Jesus Christ have approved will belong to us.
用一个比喻说，耶稣在天上的账户里面有无穷的财富，永远支取不完。
Let's use a metaphor.Jesus Christ have a bank account in the heaven, and this bank account is full of wealth and will never be there forever.
而我们在灵性上的账户是负数的。
But our bank account in the spirit has a negative number.
因为我们在行义上达不到神绝对的标准，亏欠了。
Because in terms of righteousness, we cannot fulfill God's standard, so that we fall short of God.
但是现在呢，因着我们信靠耶稣，他就将他的义，就好像将他账户里的财富，加到我们的账户里面，使我们成为富足。
So now, because we believe in Jesus Christ, it's like Christ has transferred his wealth in his bank account to us, so that we have all the blessings and give the glory to God.
这都是上帝。的恩典
，Those are from God's blessings.
让他得到荣耀
，and give glory to God.
所以这个因信称义，这一信啊，才真正是让我们得救，成为神的儿女，也是普世的大公教会合一的基础。
So from the justification by faith, this faith is the way that we are saved to become God's children and to unify the universal church.
所以由这个由真正的因信称义的信徒组成的教会，本身就有这个合一的根基。
So a church made by those who believe, who have justification by faith, is have the unity of the church.
所以保罗说，鼓励我，吩咐我们说要竭力保守，这样的合一。
So Paul has encouraged us to maintain such unity.
而破坏这样合一的呢，有几样表现。
So below are the some actions that destroy harming this unity.
总的来说就是不完全靠耶稣，认为这样也能得救。
In summary, that if you don't rely on God completely, you can also be saved.
比如说靠行为或者功德。
For example, saved by good deeds and actions.
认为只要我做足够多的善事，就能够进天堂。
Think that if you, you know, to do enough good stuff, and then you can go to heaven.
这是不明白或者不接受神至高圣洁的标准。
This is sign of not understanding God's standard.
像我们刚才所说的，神的标准，谁能够用自己所做的善事达到呢？达不到呢。
Just like we previously mentioned, that who can fulfill the standard by God?
第二个，有人认为呢？因为神是爱嘛，所以我靠神的爱，可以得救。既然神是爱，就会接纳所有人，那就不要靠耶稣基督为我流血，不用靠信耶稣，神都能够让我们所有人都能得救。
Secondly, that God is love. We can be saved by God's love, and God's love will accept anyone. So we don't have to believe in Jesus Christ.
这是忽略了神的公义和圣洁。不承认罪的严重。
This is completely ignore the God's perfection and holiness, and is does not admit the bad, the disastrous consequence of sin.
因为神不以有罪的为无罪。
Because God does not who commit sin as sinless.
要解决罪的问题，必须耶稣基督为我们献上挽回祭或者赎罪祭，才能够在神面前。替我们赎罪。
In order to solve this issue of solve the judgment, we have to Jesus has to come to the earth, become redemption for us, so that we are righteous in front of God.
还有一种呢，认为耶稣以外，再要加上一些别的东西，才能够让我们得救。
Someone else might think that on top of Jesus Christ, we have to do something else so that we can be saved.
比如说保罗那个时代，很多犹太人，背景的那个这个教会里面，有些人就认为，你信耶稣当然很好，但是要得救呢，还要行割礼，还要守犹太的律法。
For example, in the time of in Paul's time, there are some Jewish people with their own background still think that.You still need to go to current circumvention in order to be saved, in order to be saved from judgment.
后来的教会，比如说天主教里面，也有类似的这个错误。
There are similar mistakes by the Catholic Church in the later times.
耶稣基督的救恩以外，再要加上自己的功德。
You need to add something else on top of Jesus Christ's salvation.
或者是某些圣徒的功德。
Or some good deeds by apostle, or by apostle.
凡是有这些在神的恩典里面掺杂的，就会破坏这个因信称义，就会破坏教会的合一。
For all those that has added on top or something to the to Jesus' salvation, is going to break the justification by faith.
最后。有特别为在我们中间的朋友慕道友或者还没有完全清楚明白救恩的 弟兄姊妹来讲一段。
So now let's for those in among us today who are not accepting Christ as the Lord, let's discuss.
我们求主来帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
让我们放下我们心里面的骄傲。
So that we can put down our own dignity and arrogance.
能够接受耶稣基督所设立的挽回祭。
In order to accept the redemption from Jesus Christ.
耶稣说，虚心的人是有福的。
Jesus Christ said that those who humble themselves are blessed.
也就是说，承认我们需要耶稣来拯救的人是有福的。
Which means for those who admit they need Christ, those are the ones who will be blessed.
耶稣说，悲痛的人是有福的。
Christ said the broken-hearted are blessed.
因为若我们在主面前承认我们是有罪的，为此而悲痛，神必赦免。
If we repent in front of God and Jesus Christ, and we are blessed.
神也借着保罗说，今天就是悦纳的日子，今天就是拯救的日子。
Also, inspired by God, Paul said that today is the day of the salvation.
如果今天你听到的信息让你心里面有触动。
If today you heard this message and you have some touching in your heart.
受到刺激。
And start thinking.
甚至被冒犯。
Or even offended.
这是神在呼召你。
This is a sign of God's calling you.
如果你愿意继续的来追求，来明白这个真理。
If you would like to continue to pursue this truth,
你可以向神这样来祷告。
And you can pray like that to God.
慈爱的天父。
Dear our Heavenly Father.
谢谢你的圣灵在我里面做感动的工作。
Thank you for your Holy Spirit, the work done to us.
使我明白自己是一个罪人。
So we understand we are sinners.
亏缺了你的荣耀。
Fall short of God.
谢谢主你拆下你的爱子耶稣基督来在十字架上为我赎罪。
Thank you, God, for sent your beloved only Son to atone for our sins.
我愿意来接受他做我的救主。
I would like to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior.
求主你赦免我一切的罪。
And God, please forgive our sins.
也求主你帮助我能够立定心智，一生来跟随你。
And God, please give us faith and so that we can follow you forever.
求主你帮助我。
We ask for your help.
祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜。
Praise in Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
如果我们中间的朋友对于这个信仰，对于圣经还有任何的问题的，或者是你愿意来跟随主的，可以在敬拜结束之后，可以找我们的弟兄姊妹再来交谈，有什么问题我们都愿意来回答，来帮助你。
So if you have questions, please stay after and ask us, can discuss.
好，感谢主。
Thank you to be Lord.
好，我们来唱福音诗歌，三大呼吸，站立。